Good evening, everyone. Praise God. How many's happy to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Praise God. Let's give him a hand clap. We'll just go ahead and start worshiping right away. Praise God. Good to be in the house of the Lord with each of you tonight. We do have a few announcements before we get started. We have family and friends prayer on Saturday night at 6 o'clock. In the sanctuary, everyone's welcome. How many's been benefiting from that family prayer? I'm raising my hand to get y'all have too, because I haven't made it yet myself, but I'm going to try. Praise God. Saturday night at 6. Monthly mission pledge is due on May the 30th. So if you've made a pledge to the missionaries, the due date is coming up. Praise God. Well, let's stand tonight. Let's go ahead and get in a position of worship. As these worship leaders help us to get into the presence of the Lord tonight. Thank you.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, and what a blessedness, what is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh yes, I'm leaning, safe and secure from all.
Songs bring back precious memories. I remember when I first got in church, they would sing in those song books, and you could tell the people that had been in church for a while because they could clap. Me, I was too busy trying to hold the song book and follow along. They didn't have those songs on the words on. I felt quite accomplished after I'd been in church for a little while. I knew that song good enough. I could set that book down and I could worship and clap my hands. Praise God. I'm so thankful for the presence of the Lord that's here tonight. Praise God. We have an awesome God, and He's so good to us. Praise God. He's so good. I tell you what, He shows up and I'm like, what? I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this God that I serve. I have not done anything to deserve what I'm feeling right now. Praise God. But you know, we just serve an awesome God. He doesn't have a prerequisite on His presence. He just shows up. Praise God. Sometimes just right at the point of our need. And we've got quite a few folks here tonight that are on our prayer list that we're going to bring to the Lord tonight. And praise God, I'm believing God's going to do something in the lives of these that we're fixing to mention. Praise God. How about you? Y'all believe that the Lord's going to touch and heal tonight in a mighty way? Praise God. I believe we can do that. I believe we can believe Him. Praise God for the miraculous. We have Dean Durham. He's a two-year-old with leukemia. We need to pray for him tonight. R.C. Clark is still extremely sick. Let's lift him up in prayer. Calvin Stotzkel has a possible brain mass. Levi Goforth has RSV. Emma and Evan Chapman, eye inflammation and ear pain. Robert Giverson is going to see a neurosurgeon. Kathy Essentia, we need to pray against cancer for her. Robert, which is Nicole Chandler's stepdad, has been taken to the hospital for hallucinations. Also, we have several here that we need to pray for. Georgia McCool, Paul Abston, Beverly Lane, Rachel Smith, Noah Denton, Patty Summerlot, Gerald Dean, Brother Charles Fleming, Billy and Jeremy Tronado, Brother and Sister J.D. Griffith, Brother and Sister John Proctor, and Brother and Sister Alton Bristow. That was good to see them this past Sunday morning. Praise God. All right, let's stand and let's bring the. If you have a special need in your body tonight, if you need prayer, please come forward at this time. Ministers will anoint and believe God with you for whatever you need tonight. Lord, we're just thankful tonight, God, that we can, Lord, come and call these names before you, Lord. We just believe you tonight, Lord, that you're going to heal, that you're going to touch, God, and you're going to deliver. Lord God, Dean Durham and R.C. Clark, Calvin Stotzkel, Levi Goforth, Evan Chapman, Robert Giverson, Kathy Gazencia, Robert, which is Cole's stepdad. Lord, we're just bringing these names to you tonight. God, we're believing you, Lord, for a special touch, God, a healing in their bodies tonight. Lord, it's in your mighty name we pray tonight, God. We just lift you up, Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
Well, I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. And I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. Oh, He loved me, yeah, I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He punched me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again. Oh, He caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to
God. Hallelujah. I believe if we just turn loose just a little bit, praise God. I'm going to ask the ushers to come tonight. We're going to go ahead and receive our evening offering today. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we're thankful, Lord, this evening, Lord, that we can, Lord, be in here and entertain your presence, Lord. We're just thankful, Lord, that we have the opportunity to give into the kingdom, Lord. We just pray that you bless this offering, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name, praise God, praise God.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where from cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to
well, Moses almost made it. And I don't want to be an almost. I want it all. I want to gain the total crown. I don't want to be remembered. I want to be a part of the advantaged group. It's so great to see you, all of you, and those of you that are online. I don't intend to disadvantage us by cutting us short. I cannot think of anything worse than almost. I would hate to taste and not be fulfilled. I would hate to be invited and not be a part of the package. I am convinced that we can achieve what God has called us into. I would like to mention to you, if you're not being bothered by Satan, you're probably not bothering him. But if you are being bothered by Satan, you probably got him worried. I encourage you tonight to audit the things that are going on in your life and understand God knew you would be facing that. And he said, I have got an answer. I am your healer. I am your deliverer, and I am your awesome power. He understands our frame, that we are but dust, so he will not leave us alone. He said, I stand at the door in the morning. I stand at the door in trouble. I stand at the door when you're lonely. I stand at the door when you're discomfited. I am the Lord and I change not. I stand at the door and knock. And if anybody will get that door open, I'll come in and sup with him. And I'll participate in your loneliness, your fatigue, your weariness, your weakness. But then I'm going to feed you my strength and my glory, my joy, my power, my victory, my future. I am the Lord thy God, and I am mighty in the midst of thee. I change not. I am a victor. Oh, I wish somebody would praise him at home and in this house. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. You are a joy and a source of inspiration, a source of victory, a source of food, a source of everything good. In him there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He is the bright and morning star in your cloudiest day. He is the victory in the time of weakness and fatigue when the devil tells you you can't go any further. Turn to Jesus. Well, I don't know about you, but I came tonight because he is going to be here. He is the Lord, and he's on your side. And he is determined to knock. Until time shall be no more. He has not given up. He is not a giver-upper, and he will not give up. The only time he will give up is when you push him away and said, I don't need you anymore. And even then, he will keep on until he hardens your heart, till he deafens your ear. Until that all of a sudden you never sense his wisdom anymore. You never, because he said, if you don't receive me, I'll just callous or harden your heart. I cannot imagine a day in this time not having him there to lead and guide me into all truth. I need him. America needs him. Our children need us to need him. Our neighbors need us to need him. And when we have had fellowship with him, we have testimonies unending. Amen. Balanced, tempered, temperance, and applause. It's what all of us seek for. Nobody likes to fall to the right, nor to the left, nor forward or backward. We like to be balanced. And that is a part of temperance. Being tempered is awesome. And then when you can walk, ask any child that's worked at it. Ask any hero that's ever worked at it. When you get balanced to perfection, the crowds go crazy watching you carry a football across a goal line. The crowds go crazy watching you outmaneuver the devil. How did you do it? Man, I thought sure that would take you out. No. I got the light of the world. I got the wisdom of the universe. It's in the Holy Ghost. It's in the Word. And I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I am never alone. I am never by myself. I am in Christ a new creature. I am never all alone. I am comforted by the wisdom of heaven and the healing power that takes my life and makes it strong. I wish somebody let him know how glad we are he's here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It don't just wind up like this little symmetrical thing. Looking like you couldn't be able to do that, and suddenly people look at you and say, you know what? Never seen anything like you. Hey, you're just barely touching earth. And then you're balancing your life on a pyramid of things going on. And you've got such balance. How do you do that? Well, you got to understand inside of me there's a new spirit. What you got to understand, the Word of God balances life, and I can live and I can succeed when it don't look like it's possible, because he is my all in all. He said, you've been faithful over a few things. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you ruler over many things. Matthew, the 25th chapter, 21st verse through the 23rd verse. It's helpful to understand. He wrote his will and life on paper. It cannot be changed or he loses his deity. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. I can put my brain on paper and it's not going to change. Most of us, we put our brain on paper and 2 weeks later we think different. But not him. He thinks just today like he did yesterday, I can save you. He thinks today just like he did when he called you, I can redeem you. He's awesome. If anything deserves our praise, it's not ourselves, because he is the captain of our salvation. Mountains and valleys are in that picture. Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous. He didn't try to hide that from you. He didn't try to surprise you with the devil. He said, Satan is your adversary, and he goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He's subtle. He's the most subtle beast of the earth. His subtlety has snatched many from the house of God because their faith wavered. They got to thinking, I can do it on my own now. I don't have to trust in the Lord, and I can lean on my own understanding. I just don't feel like that's necessary, and I don't think that has to happen, and I don't think you got to do that, and I don't think we got to do that. He said, don't lean on your own understanding, because your understanding is fickle. Your understanding has no real legitimacy. You were born in sin and shapen in iniquity, and you're doomed to be damned if you don't find a redeemer. And he said, I'm going to make myself so available. I'm going to knock on your door every chance I get, and I'm going to knock until you say, get out of my life, and you run from me, and then I'm going to chase you down. I'm going to send a witness on your street. I'm going to send a comforter down the road, and you're going to see somebody in the arms of faith and glory, and you're going to say, my God, how did I miss it? How did I time my cheat myself out of something so great? I'm here to tell you, you talk about wanting to dance in his presence. You talk about wanting to shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. I'm here to tell you, the Lord is not giving up. Many, he said, are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from all. Psalms 34, for your read. Strength to the weak. Light to those in the dark. Glory to those going through the gory. Once again, if you're not being bothered by the devil, probably not enough light. Because darkness tries to prevail over the light. Your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion. If you're not hearing the roar, your ears must be insensitive, meaning that they have become calloused to listening to outside voices, and now we only listen to our voice. What a picture of the winner's circle. When you get to the book of Revelation, the second chapter and the third verse, and the second chapter and the third chapter, you want to make sure you've been praying, and you want to make sure you've been reading the Word, and then you want to make sure you're walking the Word, and then you want to make sure you're talking the Word, because without talking, walking a Word, the Word of the Lord, it is a for sure that you're going to fall prey to lying spirits, demons that challenge your days and say, this can't be a good day. You got to have the light to understand that this is the day that the Lord has made. We didn't. You didn't make it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad therein. He is a redeeming God. He is a saving God. He's a miraculous God. He is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and are safe. I'm safe evermore because of King Jesus, the Lord of the universe, and he's on my side. And I'm not willing to go to a church, to go to a church, to go to a church. I want somebody to teach me how to be balanced. I want to be able to look, hallelujah, like I'm going to fall. And I know inside of me I'm not going to fall, because he that is in you is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. And it is the glory of the redeeming God that is working the work of heaven in us earthlings, and he deserves all of the praise. Oh, would somebody stand in the house and give him the praise he deserves. Oh, hallelujah. 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 You're not a loser. Don't you let the devil lie to you one more day. You're not a loser. You're going to have to run from him to help keep him from saving you. You're going to have to turn your back on him to keep you from him from saving you. You're going to have to reject his very strength if you're going to be backslid and not make it to heaven. I'm telling you, he's determined. Our glory is that victory that overcomes this flesh. That can't happen without prayer. It can't happen without obedience to the word of the Lord. It can't happen without the body of Christ. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourself together as the manner of some is. And even the more as you see that day approaching, there is strength in unity. There is something about it when you see your good sister Patty praising the Lord and dancing up and down the aisles. And she hadn't been raised in this, but she found the joy that overcomes the world, or the victory, the faith that overcomes the world. There's something that strengthens me and says, keep preaching, preacher. Keep worshiping, preacher. Keep worshiping, saints. Keep the prayers going up, saints. Keep the house of God alive with worship, so that when they get here, all that they've heard about how thrilled we are about Jesus, that it won't may have lost its flavor. Holiness is laying aside every weight. Some people seemingly don't understand holiness. There's a difference between standards and disciplines that produce holiness than holiness itself. Holiness in the book is when they see you, they see him. It's transparency of the flesh. We are not wrong in disciplining our flesh, the way we dress, the way we talk, or the way we don't talk, or the way we don't dress. The places we do go and the places we don't go, those are disciplines. They are standards. We understand. You don't go naked out in a day when it's 20 degrees. It's a standard. But that doesn't mean that you can't go out there and lay on the ground and fully clothed and not freeze to death. I've watched people look like God, praise like God, and then dry up. I refuse to be a former river. I refuse to have had more joy when I got started than now that I understand what I did not understand back then. I had a river of life. I had a joy unspeakable and full of glory. I could not wait to get to the house of God and dance in the presence of God. They didn't have to sing a fast song. They didn't have to sing my song. All they had to do was sing a song that honored the blood, that honored the name, that honored the word, that honored the future. And I could dance, not because I was a dancer, it was because I was a praiser. I refuse to dry up because others have dried up. I refuse to just be a river bed where I used to have the glory and I used to be excited about Jesus and I used to be thrilled about being a Holy Ghost kid and I used to want to witness and I used to want to do that. No. I'm a day today. I am alive tonight. I am alive evermore. I don't plan to die on the vine. Our desire changes when we're born again. And when that desire starts waning, you're starting to die. I refuse to die on the vine. I refuse to die sitting in an apostolic revival church. Sitting in an hour when the greatest of all happenings is about to happen. The Antichrist is going to show up like never before. But the Christ is going to show him who he is. I don't want to be somewhere over yonder and miss the big show. I want to be on the front row. Come on, King Jesus. I've watched you in my own life. I have watched you take those people that were drug addicts. I have watched you take those people that were sick. I have watched you take those backsliders that had been backslidden for years. I have watched you raise them from death to life. And I refuse to die because Satan don't like my living and because hell don't like it, that I'm ablaze with a fire that's greater than the devil's fire. The new spirit, the born again spirit, the spirit of glory. I refuse to let it turn in to a carnal spirit where it is manicured and combed and make Pentecost like everything else. Just another religion, just a routine, just a going through the motion. I got the Holy Ghost in fire. I don't want the fire to go out. He said, I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. I'm not going to give you a part of a fire and then put it out. No. He said, you're going to have to make sure that you keep the fire burning. I am going to light the fire. I am going to give you the fire. I am going to give you the hope. I am going to give you the joy, but you're going to have to feed it. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Read that book or letter to the church at Colossae who started in the book of Acts, just like all other apostolics. But they got to going by touch and by taste. Oh, that don't taste good to me. I don't like the way he preaches. I don't like the way he does this. And I don't like the... And the first thing you know, the fire is nothing but a smoking flax. when the right song sung can I dance now. Only when the right statement is made now can I dance and shout. Just a smoking flax, and if they don't fan my flame, I'll just sit there and watch them rot. I'm not going to let that happen. Not in the United Pentecostal Church of Paris. We've got a name. That's the name of Jesus. And let every person that names the name of Jesus depart from iniquity. Iniquity is the abuse of truth. Let him depart from sin. That's when you are totally separated from God. Ladies and gentlemen, I refuse to let us dry up and become an empty riverbed where that new souls are not coming in, and new people are not dancing, and new people are not getting baptized, and new people are just going through the routine now, and they've just joined the church because they like you, or they like me, or they like the way the preaching, or they like the singing. No. You got to love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, with all of your body. You got to decide once and for all, he's my God. He's not a God. He's my God. I will serve him in the morning. I will serve him in the noontime. I will serve him in the evening. I will serve him in a trial. I'll serve him in a jail. He said, I will praise his name every day. These are encouraging statements from the captain of our salvation concerning the body of Christ, the church. The contamination of the Holy Ghost leads to deception. The Holy Ghost is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Again, just for reminder, so you have the information readily available to those people who are in desperate need right now. When God used the Apostle Paul to help get the world system, the church that had migrated to mothers going to bed with their sons, to grumbling and complaining. Two, they had migrated to that. And when he came to send discipline and stirrings, the first religious group he addressed was the tongue talkers. Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels, and I have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, just a bare memory of what the real melody used to bring. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now it's just a song I like, and it's just the way I like it. And now it's Paul addresses the church at Corinth, tongue talkers. Then the second group he addresses in the second verse of 1 Corinthians 13. He said, though I understand all mysteries and I have all knowledge, I can quote the book, but I can't live it. It's all stacked up in my brain. What it used to be to me. What it could be to me. And though I understand all mysteries, I can tell you why this, and I can tell you why that, and I can tell you why God's going to harden the hearts of men in the last day. I can tell you that in the last days, evil men are going to wax worse. I can quote all that stuff to you, but that's the second verse. And then the third verse are all the charitable institutions. the places where people give good things and nice things to others who are down and out, who are pitiful and pathetic. And there's something left that gives them nice things. So he said, though I give all my goods to feed the poor, bestow all of my goods upon them, and I don't have the love that I started out with, it profiteth me nothing. Do you think I am going to let those scriptures die because men are willing to die on the vine? I cannot imagine a more horrible hell than claiming to be a pastor and let people go to sleep at this late hour. It's evening time. It's actually past that. It's night time. It is a day in which people can't tell good from bad anymore. It's so nighttime. Only those who walk in the light and live in the light can tell, because they are the light. That is phenomenal. That ought to be enough to wake you up in the middle of the night and lift both hands in a sleepy posture and say, God, I'm so glad I've been redeemed. I'm so glad I've been renewed. I'm so glad I've been revived. I'm so glad that this thing didn't take me under and take me out. Would somebody like to praise him for what's left? Could I remind us of his words? He said, I'm going to have to shorten the days, because if I don't, those that held on for a while, the very elect, are going to finally give up and say, you know what? Where is the day of his coming? We thought sure he was coming in the 20s. We thought sure he was coming in the 60s. We thought sure he was coming in the 70s. We thought sure he would come in the 80s. When we crossed 2000, we thought sure for sure the computer crash would happen and he would be here. But blowing my mind, we're 2021. Do you have any rich idea? The mercy of God has extended time for your family. The mercy of God has extended time for my preaching. The mercy of God has extended time for me to renew a fire and a blazing fire, and to let that fire melt the hardness of hearts across our community. Do not frustrate. We'll never forget one of my old mentors, Brother George Glass Sr., preaching, don't frustrate the grace of God. The grace of God has been given a lot of abuse and been of little use to those people who do not seem to note its glory. The glory of the Lord. The beauty of the Lord is he sends enough preachers that will preach the whole gospel to every man and teach them how to lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting. To lift up hands that don't have wrath associated with it. I'll show them I'm a God-fearing man. No, that's not it. It's show him I'm a servant. I've been redeemed. I have nothing to boast about, the man said. The only boasting I can do is I did let him save me out of the world. And I can't stop rejoicing, because I was lost, I was in darkness. My mind was demented. My future was cloudy. And he came. And he called my name. And said, come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden and burdened down with care, I'm about to give you a Holy Ghost. And this is the rest wherein you shall cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing that will move you back to the day of Adam and Eve when they walked and talked with God every day and they got their victory right directly from the source of all energy. And they got their wisdom from the very source of energy. And they were able to move mountains. Because they walked with me. And the day they stopped walking with me is when they just sat in my garden. And I finally just went ahead and eased them on out of the garden or the church house. Because they hardened their hearts. That's what he said would happen. That's why, Brother Jeff, I'm not going to let your wife go to sleep. I'm not going to let you go to sleep because you're really the one responsible for keeping her awake. I'm talking about when she hears you praying in that other room and crying over souls. And when she hears you applauding Jesus and his word, there's something that happens. You're the head of the house, the responsible party for bringing that to happen. And when she, the weaker vessel, she's not weak in mind. She is weaker because she is emotional, because you need an emotional wife. Because your kisses to yourself can't work. Boy, when you got a wife that thanks God for a man that's got power to kick devils out of the house and devils out of your mind, and you can love her with all of your heart and you can discipline your life until she looks at you and says, that man is my man, and I am thankful to God for a God-fearing man that will face off with demons and devils and protect our house from all manner of evil. I'm telling you, you talk about dancing, you talk about wonder, you talk about glory. We're about to be in a revival that God is establishing. You quit worrying about crowds. You just worry about the Christ. Don't you let it get you bothered about crowds. Let me tell you something. He came to his own and his own received him not. But brother, let me tell you something. When he started out handing out the loaves and fishes, there were several that said, hey, look, I'm going to reconsider. And we're fixing to pass out loaves and fishes all over the city. We're not here to gather everybody into our garner. We are here to gather them into his garner. We will get more than we can handle as this revival spirit takes place. But we got to be ready. We got to understand that the devil fighting us is him realizing who we are. And it would be worse for him to realize who we are than we can't realize who we are. Because light and darkness clash. And darkness don't ever bother darkness. And if the devil is not bothering me, I get nervous. Because I don't want to be dark. I want to be a threat to him everywhere I go. Everything I do. And I'm believing for you to pray for your preacher that I don't go to sleep. So he said, do not frustrate the teaching. Grace is a teacher. Read Romans 14. Read all this other stuff about grace. It's impossible and becomes possible when you are spiritually minded. Athletes often experience separation to the maximum. I don't plan on me doing many of these. I know I'm cheating. It's on purpose. But I may work up a little strength. So when the Bible says exercising thyself unto godliness, it gets big. Because you start working up the muscle power of deity. That's creative energy. That's the wisdom of the universe energy. That's the power of revelation to the maximum. He said, don't let the grace of God get frustrated. Just start where you are and put in practice the truths that you already know. And as you exercise yourself in those truths, you'll get the next level of truth, revelation. Revelation don't come just because you wish it did.
Oh, I don't understand why.
No. You practice the principle, and the revelation follows the practice. Paul, to his young minister on managing faith, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father. And the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed, those widows who live godly, who live righteous, and wish they still had a husband. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents. For that is good and acceptable before the well or the source of all power in heaven and in earth. It is good and acceptable to the creative energy of victories by just simply watching around a wall. It is good and possible to literally, just through obedience, stick a rod out over a Red Sea and the waters part. But you got to be obedient to the God of glory, for all of a sudden, waters and doors and victories and powers. They had all of that. And the Bible says that they entered not in because of disobedience. They saw rocks bleed water, and they drank the water. They saw the wilderness filled with food, manna from heaven, and they ate the food, and they were sustained, but it wasn't what they wanted, and they began to grumble and complain because it didn't happen like they wanted it to happen. They got out of Egypt with miracles. They got through the desert with miracles. They came around and started going in circles, just living yesterday all over again. If I could just live the days of Brother Kilgore, if I could just live the days of Brother so-and-so, and if I could just live the days of this. And now, come on, friend, it's time to get straight right into the message, right into the middle of what's going on. I'm going to walk through the fire if I have to. I'm going to walk out there and find those kids at mine. I'm going to bring light. I'm going to bring water. I'm going to bring hope. I'm going to bring love. I'm going to bring joy. I'm not giving up. No. Now, she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day. And she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she lives. That's the former church. That was the one that was born in excitement and thrill. But something died. I refuse to let it die. There were too many dollars called tithe dollars. There were too many dollars called sacrificial dollars. There were too many sermons called God-given anointed sermons for me to come in here and just go in a circle. We're headed yonder. We're headed yonder. There's more promises to get. There's more promises to get. I'm not through achieving more victories. I'm not looking for another Jericho. I'm looking for the God of that Jericho to show up right here. I'm not looking for another this and another that. I am looking for God to do something he's never done before. And I believe he's going to do that. He said, I am going to do things that if it were told you, you wouldn't believe it. You already believe in the water and the Jonah getting out of the belly of the whale. You already believe the three kids in the fiery furnace. You already believe that. But can we believe that God is going to give us that revival that he promised? He said, the Lord hadn't long patience for that kind of thing. I'm ready. Come on, Jesus. You're going to find me dancing. You're going to find me shouting. You're going to find me preaching. I'm not about to give in, give up, quit. Not on your life. My kids are at stake. My city is at stake. Our nation is at stake. We're going to have revival. We're going to dance every service. We're going to travail over the city. We're going to cry and weep for our kids. And these things give in charge, that they may be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. That little statement right there is fitted to the scripture. Him that started the race, but now sitting on the sideline wishing somebody else would do it for him. I don't care if you can't do it any better than the snail. He finally got on the ark. Just keep. I like what one guy said. He said, if you lose your strength and you can't move that way, just fall that way. And God will honor your last ability to do anything about moving in on the promise. I refuse for us to give up. Not on your life. No way. I'm not about to give up on your kids. I'm here to tell you we're going to have a revival church the day they look around and see and realize, man, I'm at a dead end street. They're going to look over here and see a door. And that door is the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous that opens the door into the glory world. And they hear that church praying and they know mama and daddy still got fire. Mom and dad still got faith. Mom and dad still believe the word delivers. I'm headed for the house of God. Come on, get me to the house of God. Get me there one more time. You got any songs left? Let's see what happens if you sing another song. Jesus is not a novice. He was God in the flesh. At least that's what we say. God robed himself in flesh. God became visible through flesh. The purest, most knowledgeable, wise. He is the most subtle beast of the earth, that God said. Satan, he knows how to cheat people out of their future. He's good at what he does, Brother Lynn. He almost got you. Thanks be unto God, there's a light. And that light hit the killer, Saul. It hit the man that was in the Roman Empire killing Christians. But one day, Saul of Tarsus saw a man give his life for Jesus. He said, you know what? I've given a whole lot of my life for Rome. But what I saw on that guy, what I saw him praising God as he exited this world. And I realized there's a God bigger than Rome. There's a God bigger than this world. He put it together. And Paul walked out of Rome blind, naked, so to speak. And he said, Jesus, through prison, through tumults, through storms, you can count on me. I'll be there when the roll is called. Watch for me. I found out that you got power Rome only dreamed of having. You do understand Rome was the leading power in the world. It was the last leading power in Daniel's vision. Guess what's next? This church age. It's about over. The stone that was hewed out of the mountain that came crashing down on Babylon's world, on the Medes and the Persians and the Grecians and the Roman Empire. That's the one right behind us. This is the church age. Would you like to stand and give him glory? He said, praise his name with a loud voice. He likes it loud.
Hallelujah. Glory to you.
He's not nervous.
Blessed be your holy name.
Come Sunday, our kids are going to see the church.
Oh, we've got,
that's a major threat.
Power.
To hell.
In the name of Jesus.
We're not going to come in here moping.
We've got the power.
The devil's scared to death.
In
we're about to wake up to our
Lord.
Potential.
Though Satan rages,
yes,
we will not be defeated.
This altar's open for anybody that wants to just rejoice. You just want to come down here and let him know. I'm so glad you're still alive in my life.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm so glad you're at the house tonight. I'm so thrilled that I still love to hear your preached word. In your home, why don't you lift your hands? Why don't you stand to your feet in your den, in your living room, in your car? Praise his name. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph.
And let's agree together.
Oh, let's rejoice. The wonderful liberty of the Lord. Woo! I'm so glad I came tonight. I'm so glad to hear from the captain of our salvation.
And in the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee.
Sing it. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
The power
in the name of the Lord.
will not be defeated.
Oh, we've got the power.
The power. In the name
the Holy
of
Ghost
the
is not a memory.
Lord,
it's so Christ in you.
My hand, and let's be together.
Woo.
All that, all of our
oh, God, this Wednesday night, we're waking up the power. We're renewing
for
the energy level.
We bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
Oh, hallelujah to
and
the Lamb.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, you're going to see some victory this coming month.
Oh, we've got the power in the name of
Jesus. Faith still works. We will not be defeated.
We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
One more time, sing it with all your heart.
Just take my hand. Hallelujah.
Woo.
And let's agree.
Wake up the winds. That's what the Bible said. Wake up the winds. Let the voices roll with victory. Let the telephones roll. He's still victorious. Showed us.
We've got the power.
The truth about your miracle
in
power.
The name of the Lord.
Come on, Dad. Come on, Mom. Let's pray like never before. Let's worship like never before. We ever praised Him.
We've got the power.
It ought to be Holy Ghost every Sunday.
In the name of the Lord.
Remind our works in the midst of the year. In wrath make known mercy.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, we've got the power.
If you feel a little bit of Him, there's a whole lot more. Don't you give up. Not on your kids, not on our city. Not giving up. Not giving up.
We've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Why don't we clap our hands to the Lord? Hallelujah. Thank you for Wednesday night Bible study that has revival attached to it. Thank you for Wednesday night the word of the Lord. That is a sure foundation, a firm foundation, a foundation that no man can change. Can't tear it apart, can't explode it apart. A foundation that standeth sure in the heavens. Revival, forgiveness, mercy, glory, victory, peace, joy, righteousness. Hallelujah. 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 Now, I'm not encouraging you to get on your roof, but it wouldn't surprise me if one or two of you didn't get on your roof and just wave at everybody. When they go by, and just wave at them as if to say, victory's coming your way. If you got a good tall ladder, make sure your wife can hold it. I love you. I'm going to be here as long as Jesus gives me breath. I'm going to be here preaching Him, because He alone can save. He alone can do what needs to be done with the stuff that's going on. Did you read that today? Maybe one of the things that helped stir me was that a little kid murdered a 13-year-old girl. Multiple stab wounds from a 14-year-old boy. That's where your world is. That's why we can't afford to have one service that don't have significance. You say, well, that'll never happen in Paris. Don't you kid yourself. We've already had some kids shoot their grandparents. I don't want it to happen. I said, I don't want it to happen again. God, help us to raise the banner.
Oh, yes.
Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Oh, y'all better go. I know I've been studying too much. But I just can't seem to stop. I keep seeing kids. I keep seeing people that's just about through here. I just can't quit, Brother Ronnie. Just something burning. Pray for your pastor. Pray for this church family. And pray for every preacher in this city. I can't think of anything greater than suddenly this thing sweep across our city, our county. And preachers that have a great rapport with the Bible suddenly get on fire with it. You imagine? He said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared. If I can already see that much, I wonder what it will be. Maybe the prisoners. I have already in my mind seen some of those people coming out to preach the gospel. Thank y'all, Brother Randy. Let's pray for all of our ministries. Bus ministry, Sunday school ministry, ladies ministry. Let's pray for all of our ministries before we leave. God, anoint the leaders and the followers alike. Anoint pastor's wife to lead the ladies of our church. Anoint the preacher. Don't let him go to sleep, not one day. Anoint all the teachers. Anoint all those kids that have been to our Sunday school. Anoint the backsliders that think they got too far away and they could never get home. Remind them of the prodigal. I love you. My eyes were filled with tears, a whole lot of